City Manager Richard Underkoffler this week told the City Council that the complaint that the city had filed against Fred Treem and Karen Ellingstad this month was a follow-up to action the City Council authorized back in 1999. At that time, the city had issued an administrative order for the owners to repair, move, or demolish their 106-year-old house, which was deteriorating and had shifted off its foundation and come to rest on the curb partway into Fram Street. The owners appealed that decision in court, but the case was dismissed after the parties came to a settlement in which, according to the city, the owners agreed to build a new foundation for the building, and the city in exchange agreed not to demolish the structure. But Underkoffler told the council that the owners did not fulfill their part of the deal.
He was asked to, come up with a plan. I think it was like a 7-step plan. Maybe it was a 12-step plan, I'm not sure. But
okay,
he got through first initial steps, but it hasn't completed.
According to the city's complaint, the owners did get through the first 5 steps of the 7-step plan that included moving the building onto temporary I-beams, but the complaint argues that more than 8 years have now passed and the owners have yet to finish the final 2 steps, constructing a permanent foundation and moving the house onto it. In its complaint, the city says Treem last October agreed to demolish the building, move it to an alternate site, or build a concrete or pile foundation for the structure. That latest agreement, as outlined in an email from the city, says work would start on one of those remedies by May of this year. The work has not happened. But despite the council's decisions back in 1999, Councillor Melinda Hofstede thought the city manager should have brought the issue back to the current council before taking action in court.
Even though several councils ago they may have addressed this, and a manager, several managers ago may have addressed it. I personally think that something, when we're going to file a lawsuit, that we should be consulted.
Okay, let me ask you now. Do you want me to withdraw the suit? Is that your pleasure? Because that can happen with by your direction.
The current city council had not yet taken a vote on whether to file a court complaint, and before making such a decision, Hofstede said the council should see the actual document.
We don't know anything about this. We don't know what's pending. We don't know what we're going to court for.
The city filed what's known as a complaint for declaratory relief August 4th. It seeks a court order to allow the city to demolish the structure. The complaint lays out the history of the issue from the city's perspective, dating back to 1999 when the city council made its administrative order for the building to be repaired or demolished. The latest complaint calls the building a public nuisance, saying the city has exhausted all options available to it. Rather than withdraw the complaint, Councillor John Haverlick motioned that the city should go forward. He thought that allowing this situation to continue would set a bad precedent if future problems like this cropped up.
This has gone on way, way too long, mm-hmm. And I stand by my motion, and okay. I don't feel we need a change because it's been, we're setting an extremely poor precedent, and there's no reason to do that. We've got liability out there, and it's ridiculous.
The council voted 5-1 to let the city's complaint move forward. Hofstede remained opposed, emphasizing that she might have voted the other way, but for the fact that she had not yet seen the court documentation on the case. Councillor Bob Nilsson was not at Monday's meeting. Contacted after the meeting, Karen Ellingstad declined to comment this week. Since the case is now in the courts, she said co-owner and local attorney Fred Treem was out of town and could not be reached for comment. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.